It all begun around sometime in November. I logged on my WhatsApp, I came past seeing the ad cover. And on the post of the tag said we're going to PH to turn up for our brother. PH is an abbreviation for Port Harcourt in case you're not a Nigerian. And the tag of the event was, what is dance workshop? Well, yeah, I should have fun, I thought to myself. Like a book not to be read, I like to be stuck at my shelf. That's just the way I see myself. I don't trip for fun, I'd rather be alone by myself. I keep on fighting thoughts telling me I needed to turn up for my brother. Remember it was you and him at the beginning when he moved down to Abuja. If it was you, you'd probably do the same thing. Was that over as friend, but now I was seen as family. And even at this point in time, I wasn't okay. Had lots of things I was dealing with and I needed to get away. It showed up at my place a couple days before the movement. I wasn't prepared for it, but I was kind of getting interested. So yeah, let's see how it goes. We were just passing by and thought that I should know. So I asked Emmy Kid if there was space for one more. I was financially out of budget, but would like to turn up for my bro. I was kind of nonchalant about the whole thing, but then it worked out. And then that was it. We're serving the numbers that traveled through the land and arrived at Port Harcourt. Spent 2 weeks at the workshop, made some impact. I tell you, it was that cool. If you had your eyes on me, you could tell I had a low energy all through. Those of you sure you're okay? Yeah, I'm great. But in actuality, I'm not. Our difference doesn't make if I admit that I'm hot. Through the whole stay, one question keep replaying in my thought. And it say this, that y'all ain't living like Christ. I know y'all come to pray in the morning and y'all are trying to make a difference, but y'all ain't doing it right. Something was off and I knew it. The voice kept telling me to gather everybody and just say it. But for some reason, I just kept on saying it wasn't the right time, or maybe the day after today I'll do it. And I didn't, and I regret it to this day. The same way I regret every time I didn't say what the Spirit wanted me to say. 2 weeks later, and it was time to return. Called our driver and they said the car wasn't available, something was wrong. We assessed all the cash we had. Everyone was low on funds. Low on funds, we were trying to make calls to see who could turn up for us. We were able to get some cash, but at that time, time had already gone. Everyone had a switching move, we were all on our own. We later got the news that the journey would be a night run. Ace and Hemi had gone to the transit and inquired about it all. Emmy was going home to see his family, so it was just the six of us. Ace, Moss, LJ, Dan, Ruthie and me. When we were all together, man, there's a whole lot of energy. We're all glad we were returning home. Port Harcourt wasn't everything we thought it would be. Before we boarded, I said something to Emmy and they said, Ace, I said the same thing audibly. Glad we could all see what success was standing to be. It was a moment and we could tell God was up to something big. I had plans, Emmy had plans, Ace had, and we discussed it a bit. I guess at this point you probably want to tell me what would be. And if that's really true, then why do people have to go on their knees? Why the couple has to go through a process before making a kid? When did they sit in their house and their babies appeared? See, I'm saying this as fact from things that I've seen. Why did the Messiah have to flee sometime even when he was born to be killed? You see, there was an appointed time and he made sure he stayed away from the possibility of that encounter until the time was due. So there you have it. What we build won't be, your actions make perfect your destiny. If you're destined to win a race, you don't do that while you're sitting in your house, you do it on the track. I don't know if everything I said made sense to you, but I hope that it does. And this is me bashing on everybody that say people die because they don't have a purpose to live. I guess you think you're alive because you're special than everybody that are dead. And some of you say that I survived because I'm an elect. Do you even listen to what you're saying? Something inside of you changes when you're back from the dead. I've been trying to write this a long time ago. I don't know why it's happening today. I woke up so low and I haven't been able to leave this port. Clinging to my pen and my paper like it's all that I've got. I didn't even struggle with these words that I word. And there's a reason this is happening now. I've been trying to release this, but I don't know how. It's like my whole being just wanted to let these things out. I'm sobbing as I pen every word like this. I've been running from this. I'm not supposed to vent like this. Looking through my life, there have been so many things to cry about. I think if it has to do with my personality trait before the things that I've been through. Ace, I never could dream that that night would be the last time that I would see you. We sat side to side. I make jokes of our angels traveling with us. I could see you asking for my phone so I don't sleep, and then it falls from my hands. I could see you trying to get refreshments for everyone so we don't get hungry. I'm the wrong. I could see you laughing at me that I don't know how to crump. I could see you making videos of me that you show it to everybody at home. I could see you videoing me as I sweep to the backseat discussing with Ruth all alone. I could see you being a big brother to us all. I could see you taking the bills on yourself and when out of cash you make call. I could see you doing a lot of things. I could see you being so generous and caring while I'm thinking to myself that I could ever be as current as you. I could see you. I've never said that RIP to anybody that died. Not because I don't believe they'll rest in peace. I just do not want to be acquainted with such words, man. And people are quick to say these days, I wish I was like y'all, man. But I'm not, and I wish I could easily get over things, but I don't. We were at Okeno a couple of hours away from our destination. The journey was about ending. I was asleep when I said I heard a crashing sound and people screaming. All I know was I held firm to the person beside me. The reckless driver had slept on steering and went face to face with a truck. The Sienna car stumbled a couple times and stopped in a ditch. I looked up, glasses shattered, a big cut to my left hand, and the car was destroyed, blood all over to the point you could have a sniff of it. You could tell the devil was right there, you could have a sniff of him. I tried to stand up, but hey, I can't move my leg, I think it is broken. Danny kept screaming, where is Victor, did anybody see him? Some seconds later, Danny started crying and screaming. Ace has left us was all that he was saying. My left eye was broken, so I couldn't go see him. Hey, I'll walk again, right? I'll walk, right? Just look, I can feel my toes. I can even move it. I think it's just around the lap that is broken. That was a question I kept asking other travelers as they stopped by. I had a few more fracture on my left tight. None of them could really give an answer. They just said I should thank God that I have life. I started laughing. At that time, they all thought I was going insane, losing my mind. LJ kept telling me to calm down with hope that I don't lose myself. Everybody kept looking at me like I'm going nuts, man. What the hell? And they were right. I was losing it. I couldn't believe God would let a thing like this go through with me. Everybody was blaming the driver, but I yelled that it was not his fault. I didn't really say it out loud, but in my mind, I was blaming God. I look up to heaven like, where in the world was God? Probably in outer space, he's all that sits on his throne. Or maybe it's just Holy Ghost to me because of all the bad things that I've done. I know he's my father, but am I still his son? I mean, which father would let a thing like this happen to his son? I've been trying to follow you all my life. Is this the reward that I got? I swear I'd lost it. If I could walk at that moment, everybody would have been busted. I said I had faith, but at this moment, the foundation had been shaken. I started crying. I haven't even reached halfway to my dreams. I don't want to hop on any stage like this. Can you reverse time? Or let's just pretend this was all a dream. I don't want another story to write about. Please don't take my friend away from me. I can't live like this. I kept trying to begin with him. Maybe this was all my fault. I should have prayed a little bit more. Lord, it should have been me. You took not Ace, not anyone. I was losing my mind and I couldn't take it anymore. And if you don't have a relationship with God as a father, you probably wouldn't understand the point that I'm speaking from. I felt like Jonah in the ship, but this time it was in a vehicle farm. Minutes away from that, the road safety arrived. Packed us all on the truck myself. The driver, some people were all stayed at the back. The driver kept begging for his life because I was going to take him. He kept begging me to forgive him, and so did the officers too, because I already told him the despicable things that I was going to do. I was going to press on his nose and make sure I choked him too. Yeah, I know, those aren't acting cool, I know. Well, I did forgive him. As soon as they took me off of the truck at the hospital we died too. I got mobilized, I got stitched, I lost of blood, and I nearly died too. Left Okene the next day to the Federal Capital Territory where I had my surgery. Lots of things run through my mind as I lay on the hospital bed for several weeks. And I want to use this opportunity to shout out to everybody that stood by me. Some of you emptied your account just to see that I'm good. Lots of you came out to donate blood even more than I needed. I had to send some of you back. You guys kept checking on me every single day. The numbers were plenty. They didn't let some of you in. Thank you and God bless you. And I want you to know that I'm grateful. Lots of other things that you people did that I can't mention. Thank you and I'm grateful. Got back home a day or two to New Year. I was glad to be with family again. Grandma was sick but joined for joy the moment she saw me. It was like she was waiting for me. And I'm glad that she did. She showed me so much love ever since I was a kid. She was a mama indeed. A couple weeks later she passed on. Look, it's nothing to cry about. I'm just saying it because all this had an impact on me. So yeah, these are the things that I need to release. Nay, if you can hear me, just know you're the best grandma ever. And a blessing to the entire family. And we love you and we want you to know. I keep on asking God questions until the day I saw the picture, the photo of our crash car. That was the day it occurred to me that God didn't turn his back on me. He was right there with me. I started thanking God for everybody that survived, for LJ, for Ruthie, for Danny, for Mose, and for the soldier and the lady that boarded with us. They also said injury, but it was minor. I finally had the reason to stay thankful. You wouldn't believe that people came out if you had saw the picture of that vehicle. And Ace, if you can hear me, this part is for you. Black is power, Ace, you're not dead, you're alive. Cause we all remember the beautiful thing that you created and all that you stood for. I haven't been able to look at your pictures since the day that you left, but I will gladly do so. Cause you lived and you had a purpose. Your purpose was to love, your purpose was to take care of your mom. Your purpose was to dance, your purpose was to display the beauty of God. Your purpose was to do big things. Your purpose was to show us we could all live in peace. And you did do that. Just know we're all down here trying to be strong for you. Your favorite poetry, we all keep up the echoes for you. Black is power.
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 Black is power.